This is Cricken for Audio.
Welcome to Cricken for Audio. This is Amit Verma. West Indies finished the rain-truncated third day of the St. Lucia Test against India on 43 for 1 after being all out for 215 in their first innings. They're still 330 behind. I'm chatting about the game with Anand Vasu, who's writing the bulletin for this game on cricinfo.com. Anand, one of the things that has impressed me in this game and in the last one has been Virender Sehwag's bowling. With India opting to play just a one specialist spinner in Anil Kumble in conditions that would seem to demand at least one more, Sehwag has bowled really well. He's generated a fair bit of spin. He's bowled with more control than you'd expect from a part-time bowler. And his 3-for-33 in West Indies' first innings here was an excellent performance. Greg Chappell's rightly been given some credit for developing Irfan Pathan's batting, which gives the team extra options. You think Sehwag's bowling could be an equally handy resource in the years to come?
Yes, there has been a clear accent on using players in areas apart from their main strength. In Irfan Pathan's case, that's as a batsman, and with Sehwag, it's in the bowling. And Sehwag, all along his career, has been a more than handy part-time bowler. There are some batsmen who just run in and bowl flat, fast, off-spin, and they're useful for 5 or 6 overs in one-day cricket. But Sehwag's really not that kind of a bowler. He's got a very good ability to read a batsman, read the conditions. Like today, he was just jogging in and he was able to get the ball to drift in nicely, thanks mainly to the wind that's blowing across to the ground. And then after pitching, it turned across. What helped was the fact that with so many left-handers in the West Indian team, one bowler getting the ball to go away from the bat made it easier even for some of the other bowlers to operate. And I have no doubt that if we're going to play only one spinner, then Sehwag will be used more and more in test matches, as he's a certainty to open the batting.
Anand, through the first part of Anil Kumble's career, there was this cliche about how he was just a match winner at home and couldn't win India matches abroad. Kumble's proved in recent years that whenever the batsmen put up enough runs on the board, he can win them games anywhere. He was outstanding today, wasn't he? Relentlessly making the batsmen play and, contrary to another old cliche, making the ball turn a fair bit as well.
Yeah, Kumble has always said that more than anything else, if he has runs on the board and there's a little bounce in the pitch. By bounce, it's either if he's getting extra bounce or in this case, when some balls are keeping a little low, that works for him as well. So when he's got these two things going for him, you could see from the very first over today, and he was brought on to pretty much open the bowling. He was right on target. He was bowling within the stumps, making the batsman play virtually every ball. And in a situation like that, it becomes extremely difficult against him because he pushes you further and further back in your crease. And there's not much you can do as a batsman. It's a very suffocating feeling, I'm told, by batsmen who've played him. And it's only a matter of one ball or the other that kicks a little bit more or spins a little sharply and takes the edge. And there are three fielders around the bat and one's going to go to hand soon.
Anand, Darren Ganga is batting on 24 now. And I've always been surprised at his terrible test average of less than 25. I've always thought he looks a far better batsman than that. He's been a fringe player in his side for quite a while now. Do you think he needs just one big innings to give his career the boost it needs? Or do you rate him as one of those players who flatter to deceive?
I think one of the problems Ganga has had through his career is that he's been in and out of the side. So when he comes in to bat, he's inevitably under pressure to keep his place. And with so many stroke makers at the top of the order, starting with Chris Gayle, the West Indies expect Ganga to sort of seal up one end and just play straight, build partnerships. So often, even when he's supposedly done his job, done what the team has asked of him, maybe spending 2 hours at the crease, he's only got 30 runs to his name. So his average, I suspect, may not accurately reflect his value to the team. He is certainly a better player than a 25 average suggests. I'm not sure if one big innings will help him kick on and boost that average, but it would certainly underscore his undoubted value to this team.
Finally, Anand, West Indies are 330 behind and there are 2 days left in this game. Barring the rain, I think it's fair to say that this match can see only one result, even if Brian Lara does something special.
Yes, there's just too much time left in this game for West Indies to be able to hold out for a draw batting 2 days. And in recent times, it's been a bit of a joke that Brian Lara only pulls out something special in the last game of a series or once the series has been decided. He's done a brave thing by coming out to bat at number 3, promoting himself. And he's easily the best batsman in this West Indies side and the best equipped in a situation like this. Because if you play too defensively, it could be just as bad as playing aggressively and going for runs. With 330 behind, there's really no option for West Indies but to bat as long as they possibly can and hope that the rain will come to their rescue.
Thanks, Anand. We'll be back with you tomorrow for more audio match analysis. To access our audio content directly, do go over to cricinfo.com/audio and feel free to send in your feedback to audio@cricinfo.com. This is Amit Verma signing off on Cricinfo Audio.
This is Cricinfo Audio.